Job chapter 1 and verse 20. And we're going to read 20 and 21 and 22 real quick. Y'all know, you know, you've been in church long enough. You know the chapter here and everything. But verse 20 says, "Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And he said, and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. And thither the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time that we can come to hear the Word of God, hear the songs of Zion, God, be in church. Lord, it's excited to be here. Lord, we just thank You for the opportunity that we can be here. Thank You for this church. Bless this church. Lord, just help us this morning as we read and study Your Word and go through it. Lord, learn something from it this morning. Give us something out of it, Lord, that we would just go on and we'd serve You more. When troubles come, we'll just go on serving You. I do pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The title this morning, you know, for Sunday school and everything, I say this, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." If you write anything down or whatever, I was thinking on some things. You go there through the rest of the chapter and everything, and you read different things happen. And we were reading the other night, and towards the end of that chapter, he had servants that came that were the only ones that survived what had happened. And he said, and it would be like this, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. And it says, you know, through the rest of those there, through 14 through verse 17 or verse 19, it was only one servant that was able to get out of there. And it was, I feel like this, it was a few different servants that came and told him. But I want to say this morning, we ought to praise the Lord. We ought to bless the Lord in some things that we're going through. First of all, I'll say this, Luke chapter 8 real quick. Luke chapter 8. Verse 22. The Bible says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over into the other side of the lake. And they launched forth, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, and there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For the coming commanding even the wind and the waters to, and they obey him." First of all, I say this, you know, we ought to bless the Lord in a storm. While we're going through a storm, when we're going through some things, I believe, and I don't want to just preach this just because I want to preach this. God is the one that laid it on my heart, but I say this, lately my family has been going through some things. A couple weeks ago, my grandma ended up in the hospital and thought she wasn't going to make it. 2 weeks ago, she came back home, or about a week and a half ago, she came home. And then Thursday, she ended up back in the hospital. And they're giving her not really that much hope and everything. But I say this, hey, I ought to bless the Lord in the storms I go through. We ought to bless the Lord in the storms we go through. My father-in-law, Brother Jamie Dawes, the director of the home and everything that we're helping out with, back in 2020, his wife passed away due to COVID. After that, 6 months prior to that, his father passed away. And then about a year after, in April of last year, his mom passed away. I say this, he stood the test. He stayed there. Yes, it gets rough sometimes. Yes, we wonder why things happen. We wonder why this goes on. Why do we got to go through that storm? Why us? Why not them? When God puts us through a storm, I believe this, He's trying to test our faith. when I think about it, I remember as Peter over there in John chapter 20, he says, and I go a fishing. He lost his faith. He walked away. He had been through, he said he'd had enough. I'm afraid there's too many Christians saying that we go a fishing whenever a storm comes. I have a feeling sometimes we wonder why we blame God for a lot of things, and we say, God, why is this going on? And I say this, don't get me wrong. We can question God. We can ask Him why. But when we doubt God, did you know doubting's a sin? And I go ahead and let you, y'all can quit worrying. I do that. I do plenty of it. Especially with this RV now. You got 18-wheelers, and you got all kinds of crazy drivers out there, and I'm telling you, I worry enough. But worrying's a sin. Doubting's a sin. There's a whole lot of doubt in Thomas's now. We won't say, oh, I won't believe until I see it. I was talking to a friend of mine in a camp meeting back in April this year, and we were talking, and I told him, brother, I said, you imagine this. We go through a storm and we don't know how we're going to make it through. We worry to death, and as soon as we get over from the storm, we're like, glad that's over. And then you know what? We're all happy and everything, and we're like, oh, the next storm that comes, we're going to be able to make it through it. But the next storm comes, and we down again. We doubt. We're wondering where God is. But I say, hey, we need to bless the Lord in the storm. They said here, hey, they said unto him and awoke him, Master, Master, we perish. Are we telling God we perish? God can help us. God can take us through this storm. God can direct us. But you know what the Bible says? If we have faith of a grain as a mustard seed, that's not that big. It's not big, but hey, he just said if we have a faith, a grain of a mustard seed, we can move that mountain. We can get through that storm. I say we ought to bless the Lord in the storms. When we're going through a storm, when we don't understand why things are happening, whenever the raging tides are coming upon us, whenever the devil wants to beat us up. You know what I found? Whenever you want to pray and get right with God and you want to get closer to God, you know what? The devil's going to fight. You're going to do something for God, the devil's going to fight. The devil's going to stick his head in any way he can. And I've not come here, hey, I've not come here this morning to complain to you. I've not come here to tell you how to make you feel so sorry for me. I've not. Because guess what? I'm telling you, I got more good stories than I got bad stories. I'm telling you, God's good to us. This ministry that we've been a part of, it's only because of God. God's made a way. I'm telling you, we've been everywhere. I'm telling you, we've been to New York. We've been to Florida. We've been all the way out to Texas, all the way out to Missouri. God's kept us safe. God's protecting us. God's made a way. Whenever we didn't seem like it was going to make a way, but guess what? Hey, God stepped in. I like a song that we sing, You Can't Ask Too Much of My God. I like where it says over in Ephesians, it says he does exceedingly abundantly, more than we can ask or think. You think about that. He does exceedingly abundantly. Whenever we were the beginning of the year and everything, I've been praying about some things, and I asked the Lord, I said, if we're going to be in this thing full time for whatever your will is, maybe a pull behind, maybe a fifth wheel, something like that. Maybe it would help a little bit. And the Lord wouldn't open a door. The Lord just, you know, nothing would happen. And I said, that's fine. I want your will be done. We went to a church in Pennsylvania. And I'm telling you, it just felt like right before we got to this church, we just got out of a storm. And we went to this church and everything. I'm telling you, it was just like the devil beat one moment and then God stepped in. But we were at this church and everything, and we went there, and this people that were on there, they were on the anniversary trip, stopped into this church. They knew about this church, hadn't been there in a long time, but they didn't know we were there. They just thought the preacher was going to be there and everything. Well, you know, we were there and everything. I got up and preached, and we presented the ministry and everything, and he came to me after church, less than five minutes. He said, give me one of your prayer cards. And he said, I'm going to contact you. And he said, I want you to come down to our ministry. Didn't say nothing about his ministry, nothing at all. He said, I want you to come down. We left. We were on our way back to where we were staying at and everything. He texted me. And at the end of the text, you know, he was telling me a little bit about the ministry and everything. And at the end of it, he said, make sure before you don't accept my coming to the mission and everything, make sure you pray to God first. And as soon as I read that text, God smote me and said, son, there's an opportunity for you to go. And so God opened that door and we got to go to the ministry, and it's kind of like a Y. It's there right outside of Harrisburg and Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, and they have a Y for ministry for young people. It's open for the public, for anybody. And then at some time while they're there, they have devotions. The preacher, and then that guy does it, and then every once in a while whenever I'm in town, when I get to go up there, he lets me do it and everything. But we were there and everything, and he invited me to come. And so we went there, and that night they took care of us and everything. The next morning he said, I want y'all to come over. We're going to feed y'all and everything. We were fixing to take off. And we were talking about some things. You know, we were laughing. We were talking about the ministry. And hey, it's good to have, it's good to have fun. Last night, preacher, I appreciate you letting people let us take us out and everything, because I said, we had fun. We went all over Walmart. We went all over Rule King. I told him he said something about Rule King. I said, yeah, I said, that's my favorite, pastor's favorite store. And I took a picture of him and he said, yeah, he said, you're in the Lord's will. But there's nothing wrong with having fun, especially up north. Even though off North Carolina last night, I think I offended the lady at the restaurant, but hey, I was just trying to pick around. But hey, you can have fun. Laughter's like a medicine. But we were talking and everything, and towards the end of it, we were about to leave and everything. Somehow or another, we got on the subject of RVs and campers and everything. I said, brother, I said, he asked me, y'all need one? I said, I don't think God's will. I said, I don't want to do anything. He said, did you see that camper whenever you pulled into the RV? I said, yes, sir. I said, but I don't think, I said, I've done prayed to God. I said, I made sure it was God's will, and I don't believe it is. And so we started talking. And he said, well, we're trying to sell it for $16,000. He said, but we'll, I threw out a number, whatever. He said, well, we'll give it to you for $10,000. I said, brother, I said, I want to make sure it's God's will and everything. We left that place, and I'm telling you, it was just peace and quiet. And Sarah said it was quiet and everything. And I'm sitting there scratching my head and said, where's the devil at? The devil's fixing to do something. Because I tell you, I done said, hey, you're going to try to do something for God, the devil's going to fight. The devil's going to stick his foot in the door. He's ruining marriages, he's ruining churches, and he's ruining nations. And he's doing a pretty good job at it. There's more divorce rates in a Baptist church than there is in this world, by the way. There's more churches shutting down, a Bible-believing, independent King James Bible-believing churches shutting down than there is these other churches. And then this nation, it's in a mess. You know why it's in a mess? Because us Christians have quit praying. We've quit realizing, hey, we've quit coming to the point saying, hey, we're not praying anymore. Hey, what's wrong with America? It's not the White House, by the way. It's not the people in the courthouse. It's not the people, the senators and this, that, and the other. It's not that. It's preachers don't have a backbone anymore. It's Christians have quit getting on their knees anymore and begging God and pleading to God and humbling ourselves. You know the Bible says if we want revival, we got to humble ourselves. Preacher, you know what? There ain't a lot of humble people a lot. Everybody thinks they're high and mighty. Oh, it's all about me. I can't do this myself. I can't go around and preach. I can't go around and present. I can't go around and travel without God. I can't do it without Him. I am what I am because of the grace of God. I'm nothing. But getting on, going back to the story and everything, but the Lord's will, I'm saying it was just like God, it was peace and quiet and everything, and we got where we were going and everything, and I had a meeting in Maryland Sunday morning, I had a meeting in Washington, PA, and then I was just going to be on the other side of Zanesville that Sunday night. When we get to that house and everything, and I didn't tell a lot of people, I told my pastor, told my dad, told my father-in-law, And I told one other preacher, a real good friend of ours. But we were just talking, and less than 5 minutes, he calls me. And, you know, I thought he wanted to just talk and everything, just make sure we made it and everything. And he said, brother, he said, with much prayer, God's been dealing with us and this, that, and the other. We want to give it to you. That's God. Like I said, hey, in the storm, whenever it looks bad, hey, guess what? God's right there. God ain't left us. God still got His arms open. Hey, He's willing that none should perish. He don't want to see His children hurt. Whenever we hurt, He hurts. He wants to see us. Hey, I'm trying to say, hey, we need to bless the Lord this morning. I've not come here to discourage you. Hey, I've not come here to make you feel down. Because guess what? Hey, you've done been Monday through Saturday. Hey, you've been in this world. Hey, you've had to deal with some people. But I want to say, hey, that's why we come to church and we get the spiritual filled up. Saying, bless the Lord in the storm whenever we go through a storm. I like this. Someone once said this, sorrow comes to the best of the best. Guess what? Storms just don't come to rich people. Problems just don't come to poor people. Problems just don't come to good or bad people. It comes to both. The Bible says He reigns on the just and the unjust. We were up in Delaware, and the preacher, he was telling an illustration and everything. You know what? The wicked are out there for a reason. We're here for a purpose. God made the fools for a reason, He said. He made them, hey, for I'm pretty sure, I'm not for, I won't say this word for it, but hey, He made it for the day of calamity. Their day's going to come when, hey, they had a chance. But there's a day going to come when He's not going to hear them. There's going to be a day whenever He doesn't accept them. That night I got saved. I tell a lot of preachers and everything where I go, I say this, that night I got saved on November the 18th, 2017. Preacher, if I wouldn't have got saved that night, I don't think God would have ever dealt with me ever again. I'd gone that far. I'd gone that far. I say this, you know, Romans is just not talking about all these other people. It's talking about everybody. And I say this morning, we ought to bless the Lord in the storm. When we go through, when we have sorrows, sorrows comes to the best of the best. I say this, let me give you this one, 2 Kings chapter 4 real quick. 2 Kings chapter 4. You know, when we ought to, you say, I don't feel like coming to church. You need to come to church anyways. See, I don't feel like praying. Pray anyways. You see, I don't think my prayers are getting over the ceiling. Just keep praying. It might not be God's will then. Oh, whenever I stepped on the ministry, I wanted to make sure it was God's will before I stepped out. Because guess what? I'd rather be in the center of God's will than to be anywhere else. Things work good when you're in the will of God. If you can tell. But when you're not in the will of God, things don't work out really well. But I say, hey, we ought to, when we don't feel like it. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 26. Y'all know where we're at. This is the widow where her child died. And verse 26 says, run now, I pray thee, to meet her and say unto her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with thy child? And she answered and said, it is well. You know what I say? We ought to bless the Lord in the times we don't feel like saying, it is well. When we don't want to feel like, hey, when we think things are going wrong, when we think this is, hey, we can't say, hey, we just need to say, hey, bless the Lord. Oh, we thank God. Hey, I'm telling you, hey, thank God for, you know, preachers that, hey, the exhortation messages, hey, where, you know, you hear, hey, hang from the chandeliers, hey, thank God for that, but hey, we need some rebuking every once in a while. The Bible says reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering. Thank God for the mountain times. Hey, when we're on the mountain, hey, it's a blessing to be on the mountain. We can't stay on the mountain all the time. We wonder why we ain't getting things done. A preacher said this once. The reason why we worry and we can't think of this, you know what? While one preacher said it like this, if we'd stay awake in the prayer meeting, we could stay asleep in the storm. But you know what? There's too many. We're falling asleep in the prayer meeting, and we're worrying to death while we're in the storm. There's too many people like that. We ought to just say, "Hey, bless the Lord," whenever we say it, we don't feel like it. He said, "Ask and say, is it well with thee? Is it well with thee this morning?" I don't know where you're at with God. I don't know. That's between you and God. I say this. You're as close to God as you want to be today. Where you're at right now, you're as close to God as you want to be. You could be like the, you know, John the Beloved, always laying on his bosom. Or you know who else you could be like? Peter that sat way down on the other side of the end of the table. You could be like Peter sometimes. Hey, you could be over there, not where God wants you to be. Did you know you can be serving God and things don't go the way you want it to go? I say this, serving God ain't what they say up in Michigan, peaches and creams. You're going to have some troubles. You're going to have some valleys. But hey, what y'all just say is, hey, it's well. It's well with my soul. I like that song. It is well. I told Sarah the other night, I said, you know, I feel like the Lord, I'm not trying to make myself look anything because I'm nothing. A speck of dirt is all I am without my Lord. But I said, Sarah, I said, if the Lord wants me to preach this, I said, I better buckle up because the devil's right behind me. And by the way, whenever I preach this, I got to go live it. Because if I don't preach this and I don't live what I preach, I'm a two-face. We got to live what we preach. We can't just, the Bible says, hey, we're different. I understand we got to go to this world. We got to go to, ladies, you got to go to Walmart. I understand that. Hey, and we got to go work a job and this and the other. Hey, but it didn't say we need to be a part of them. It said we're a peculiar people. Whenever my wife met me, it was first time and everything, she thought my family was just we were different. She thought we were weird. We were crazy. I say this, I'm a nut, but I'm screwed on the right bolt. That bolt's Jesus Christ. But hey, we're supposed to be different. We're supposed to come out from among you and be separate, the Bible said. But hey, I want to say this morning, hey, we ought to just say, it is well. It's well with our soul. Bless the Lord. You know, you think of David, whenever, you know, you go to Psalms and you read where it says, a lot of his Psalms started out that he was depressed. But hey, thank God for those Psalms that he said, hey, bless the Lord. Hey, thank God for, hey, I want to say, hey, we ought to just be excited to go to church. We ought to be excited. We ought to tell ourselves, bless the Lord. Psalm says over there, bless the Lord, all my soul and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Psalm 150, it says, praise the Lord. Everything. And let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I preach a message on, you know, we need to praise the Lord. Remember where we need to do it, why we need to do it, how we need to do it. We need to praise the Lord. We're in a praiseless generation. We're in a prayerless generation. We're in a priestless generation. Friends, we need to get busy for the Lord. Lord's about to come. I have no doubt the Lord's about to come. I don't know when He's coming, but it's going to be soon. It could be before we step out of this church, this building. It could be before next week. It could be before next year. I don't know when the Lord's coming, but hey, He's coming. Let's get a bigger burden for our friends. We all probably got lost loved ones that we know about. Let's pray for them. And I'm not saying that you're not doing it, but let's get busy for the Lord. If we knew, I told a preacher one time, if we knew when the Lord was coming, we'd live a whole lot different. Let's go on and say, let's bless the Lord, all my soul. Let's be like Job and all this. We're not going to curse God and all this. We're not going to blaspheme God and all this. Hey, we're not going to blame God for all this. Because the Lord does take away and He gives. At the end of the book of Job, you know what? He got double what he got. If we go on, guess what? God's going to bless us. If we press on, God's going to bless us. I say this and I'm quitting. It's the first lie a preacher ever says. But hey, you think about this. If you was to quit today and the Lord comes back tomorrow, you've lost it all. Is it worth losing it all? Or is it worth going on? I believe if you ask Peter, James, and John and all them in the Bible, I believe it was worth going on. Lord, I do pray, Lord, thank you for this time this morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Lord, just help us as we do what's right for you and go on serving you, Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's do as Job done. Lord, in all this, don't curse you, don't blame you and everything. But Lord, just touch us, lead us, guide us, direct us, be with the rest of the service. In Jesus' name.